This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Maral says a different pshat, Rabbi Yisai. Maral says that the reading of Kriya Shema here is not halachic, but the reading of Kriya Shema here is symbolic. It's not the halacha was mechayiv that he should read Kriya Shema here and now. It was a simon, it was a sign. It was a symbolic thing that he read Kriya Shema. He sees his son. He sees his son. Yosef. He reads Kriya Shema. It's not the chiyuv Kriya Shema, the halachic chiyuv of Kriya Shema, but it's the Kriya Shema that we find that people say at different situations. There's a beautiful pshat from the Charkovy Rebbe. He says that Yaakov Avinu sees Yosef and he realizes that he's going to stay in Mitzrayim. You know what about Mitzrayim? The fear that Yaakov Avinu had to live in Mitzrayim. He didn't want to go. Hashem told him to go. Because Mitzrayim is tameh. Mitzrayim is not pure. It's a bad sviva. When someone is confronted with a sakana of doing an avera, what are the three things he has to do? The Gemara says three things, which are a solution in Eitzah. The first thing is Yikr Kriya Shema. If someone is paga by menuvel, the Yitzhar is trying to get you. The first, now you like it better. Beautiful pshat. You have to read what? You have to read Kriya Shema. The second thing you have to do is learn Torah. And the third thing is what? Think of the day of death. Let's read the psukim inside. Let's read Yom Hamav. It says the pasuk, "Ves Yehuda shalach lefanav." The first thing he did was what? Set up a yeshiva before he even goes down. Remember, I asked you, why did he have to set the yeshiva up? He'll go there. He'll put up a yeshiva. The Teretz is he put up a protection, a method of protection before he went down to Mitzrayim, not to be mushpa from Mitzrayim. He had a whole system to protect him. What's the system? First, the yeshiva. And then when he comes down to Mitzrayim, he reads Kriya Shema. And what's the next pasuk? Vayomer Yisrael el Yosef amusa hapam. Huh? Yisrak. Beautiful. Beautiful. Pshat. Yeah. Amusa pam means ready to die. He was maskir, the yayim amisa. All three, because otherwise the question is great. You see your son, so you have to mention the fact that you're going to die now. You're ready to die. That's the first thing that comes out of your mouth. Vayomer amusa. Now I could die. He wants to say he was being maskir, starting off the entry to Mitzrayim with the three things that protect you from all the tumah, from all the aveiros from around. But the Maral says a little bit deeper. The Maral says that actually the Kriya Shema that he read had to do with the love that he now has and is now re-experiencing with his son. You know, there's an interesting taz which I'd like to point out. What part of Kriya Shema did he read? So if you take a look, the Lashon of the Rashi, the Chazal, it says that he was what? Reading Shema. He was reading Shema. Pashtus, simply, it means he was reading the entire Shema. There's an interesting taz. The taz says in Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Simen Samavav, Sivkat Nalif, he asks a question, according to the Rosh, that holds that you're allowed to stop in the middle of Kriya Shema for respect of someone who deserves respect. For example, a Rebbe. For example, a father. You're allowed to stop Bein HaProkim. You're allowed to stop in the middle of Kriya Shema. So Yaakov Avinu was mechuyev in covet of Yosef as the melech, as we see later in Parashas Vayechi, that he gets up and he stands in respect for the king, the melech, because Malchus is mechayev that you should be mechabed, covet of the Malchus. So why is he not stopping in the middle of Kriya Shema? You're supposed to stop with Ne'a Kovid for someone who you're supposed to honor. You're supposed to stop. So why is Yaakov not stopping? He's not even talking. He didn't have to say anything. He could have hugged him and kissed him. So the Taz says at Teretz that he actually was not saying the entire of Kriya Shema. At this juncture that Rashi is talking about that he said Kriya Shema, it's talking about Pasuk Rishon Hayoisik. He was talking about he was in the middle of the first Pasuk. Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elikeinu, Hashem. And there you don't stop. There you don't stop. L'chayra. It would imply that he was not really reading the entire Kriya Shema. Unless you say he happened to have been in the first Pasuk. That's why he didn't stop. And as soon as he finishes that first pasuk, maybe he did stop. Maybe he did stop to kiss Yosef. The only thing is, that first pasuk took quite a while, Mestama. Yaakov Avinu, Mestama was a heilig, a tzaddik. The first pasuk of Kriya Shema took a very long time. I mean, otherwise it could have taken a second, right? Could have said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad. All right, and then kiss his son. The fact that it was Isaac in the first Pasuk and he didn't kiss his son, maybe it took a very long time. Here. And that's why he doesn't kiss his son. But we could come and say that maybe he didn't say the first Pasuk because of the Chiv of Kriya Shema. But he said it because of what? He said it because of the Chiv of saying Shema at certain times during a person's life. I even saw their mefarshim that say an interesting thing, that Yaakov Avinu was afraid of Musa Pam, that right now he might pass away from so much simcha. Sometimes when a person's overwhelmed, his heart can't take it. Memeil, he said Kriya Shema. Huh? Interesting. You hear a boy say? Very interesting. A Musa Pam, see, he was Asig. So that's why he was saying Kriya Shema. I saw many Achrayim say like this. It wasn't the Kriya Shema, Chiv, that he said Shema Yisrael. He said Shema Yisrael because Shema Yisrael, at this particular moment, there was something that moved him to say Shema Yisrael.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.